know, for a long time, Mark, I didn't even talk about this. I didn't talk about it. I guess overwhelmed, you know. It took a lot out of us, you know. It always reminds me of like a holiday morning, like Christmas. Everybody comes over to get dinner prepared, and that's what it seemed like, you know. Somebody was cooking breakfast, my mom was preparing me, somebody was helping her get my clothes together. You know, it was a busy morning, you know, but it was a happy morning. And all of a sudden that morning, when the marshals pulled up and the car pulled in front of the door, the household got quiet. And I can always remember that silent part. I don't know why, but that stuck in my mind for a long time. So that's when I really knew something was about to happen. Once we got to the school and the crowd was out there, it just looked like a Mardi Gras morning. You know, it seems like, why was I going to school on a holiday? That's really what I thought. I didn't even pick up on everybody in the mob being white. That didn't ring a bell at all. Once I got in, I didn't hear anything. We weren't allowed to go near any windows or anything like that. So I'm sure during that time there probably was noise, but I don't remember hearing it once I got inside. By the time all three of us got there and our families were there, we were seated on a bench that was in a foyer area outside of the school's office. And I think we sat on that bench a couple hours before we were even placed in a classroom. And once we were placed in the classroom, it was a full school of students. But once we got placed, their parents were pulling them out. Like if a hurricane was coming, that's how fast they were leaving. And by the end of that day, the school was emptied except for the three of us for the remainder of the school year and half of the next.
You, ma'am, how many? You have two children.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to keep them out?
I couldn't say that right now.
Did you keep them out today?
Yes.
What was the reason?
I'm protesting the school transfer because they're bypassing underutilized schools. There's other schools they can put these children in. So there's no reason for this transfer.
Well, do you feel there are other schools in their own neighborhood?
That's right. These children shouldn't be shipped 3-4 miles.
I think the word play outside or walk to the corner grocery store was all over when that day happened. We didn't get that privilege anymore. When I say protected, we were well protected. I don't ever remember traveling too far without a police car or a marshal's car behind us. My friends would have to come over and visit me. I couldn't go out to visit with them.
All the people of the South are in favor of segregation. And Supreme Court or no Supreme Court, we are going to maintain segregated schools down in Dixie.
When I go to different schools and I speak to the children, they don't even know. They don't know what happened right here in their city. They can probably tell you what happened somewhere else, but they don't know what happened right here. Because I think I could stand there and talk to them until they blew in the face. They're not going to get it. They need to see it, you know, and that's my goal.